American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat it.
Hello, Janie. You don't look like you feel well.
She doesn't. We think she may have an earache.
What makes you say that?
We've seen her holding her hand over her ear a lot.
And sometimes she seems to be unable to hear well.
Has she seemed unhappy or upset?
Yes, we've heard her crying frequently.
What else have you noticed?
I thought she felt hot, so I took her temperature. She has a fever of 101.
Have you noticed a change in her eating habits?
Yes, she pushes her food away. She doesn't appear to be hungry.
It sounds like you're both very observant. I imagine you've identified the problem correctly.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, repeat it.
Hello, Janie. You don't look like you feel well.
She doesn't. We think she may have an earache.
What makes you say that?
We've seen her holding her hand over her ear a lot.
And sometimes she seems to be unable to hear well.
Has she seemed unhappy or upset?
Yes, we've heard her crying frequently.
What else have you noticed?
I thought she felt hot, so I took her temperature. She has a fever of 101.
Have you noticed a change in her eating habits?
Yes, she pushes her food away. She doesn't appear to be hungry.
It sounds like you're both very observant. I imagine you've identified the problem correctly.
Look at the dialogue again and answer some questions about it.
What have the Kellers seen Janie doing? Repeat. They've seen her holding her hand over her ear a lot. Does anything seem to be wrong with Janie's hearing? Repeat. Yes. Sometimes she seems to be unable to hear well. How do the Kellers know Janie's been unhappy or upset? Repeat. They've heard her crying frequently. Why did Mrs. Keller take Janie's temperature? Repeat. Because she thought Janie felt hot. Does Janie seem to be hungry? Repeat. No, she doesn't appear to be hungry. What did the doctor notice about the Kellers? Repeat. He noticed that they were both very observant.
Look at figure two. Listen to the words, then repeat them.
Number one. Absorb, absorbent. Number two. Differ, different. Number three. Excel, excellent. Number four. Tolerate, tolerant. Number five. Depend, dependent. Number six. Rely, reliant. Number seven. Observe, observant. Number eight. Resist, resistant. Number nine. Please, pleasant. Number ten. Converge, convergent.
Look at figure three. Listen to a question and complete the answer by writing the correct form of the word in the blank. Listen to the example. Does your new raincoat resist water very well? No, it's not very water resistant. The word resistant has already been written in the blank for you. Repeat. No, it's not very water resistant. Now listen to the questions. Write the correct answers in the blanks.
Number one. Does Mrs. Lindsay tolerate loud noises? Number two. Does Mark depend on his parents for support? Number three. Does this fabric resist water? Number four. Did the medical students observe the operation closely? Number five. Do you and your father differ in your opinions? Number six. Was Mr. Sanders promoted because he excelled at his job? Number seven. Do these towels absorb water well? Number eight. Were you pleased with the tour you took to Africa? Number nine. Do parallel lines ever converge?
Now let's check your answers. Listen to the question again and repeat the answers.
Number one. Does Mrs. Lindsay tolerate loud noises? The correct answer is tolerant. Repeat. No, she isn't tolerant of loud noises. Number two. Does Mark depend on his parents for support? The answer is dependent. Repeat. Yes, he's dependent on them for support. Number three. Does this fabric resist water? The answer is resistant. Repeat. Yes, it's water resistant. Number four. Did the medical students observe the operation closely? The answer is observant. Repeat. Yes, they were very observant. Number five. Do you and your father differ in your opinions? The answer is different. Repeat. Yes, we always have different opinions. Number 6. Was Mr. Sanders promoted because he excelled at his job? The answer is excellent. Repeat. Yes, he did excellent work. Number 7. Do these towels absorb water well? The answer is absorbent. Repeat. They're okay, but the yellow ones are more absorbent. Number 8. Were you pleased with the tour you took to Africa? The answer is pleasant. Repeat. Yes, it was a pleasant experience. Number 9. Do parallel lines ever converge? The answer is convergent. Repeat. No, parallel lines are never convergent. Look at Figure 4. Listen to questions about the map of Liechtenstein, then write the answers. Study the map for a few seconds. Now listen, look at the map, and write the answers to the questions. Number 1. What country is south of Liechtenstein? Number 2. What's the name of the country to the east? Number 3. Which mountains lie to the south and southeast of Liechtenstein? Number 4. What river forms the western boundary of the country? Number 5. The capital city of Liechtenstein is indicated by a black square. What is the name of this city?
Listen to the question again, then check your answer.
Number 1. What country is south of Liechtenstein? The answer is Switzerland. Number 2. What's the name of the country to the east? The answer is Austria. Number 3. Which mountains lie to the south and southeast of the country? The answer is the Alps. Number 4. What river forms the western boundary of the country? The answer is the Rhine River. Number 5. The capital city is indicated by a black square. What is the name of this city? The answer is Vaduz.
Please turn to Figure 5. Read the questions in Figure 5 right now so you'll know what to listen for.
Now listen while the doctor talks to you. Be prepared to answer questions.
I just thought I would go over things with you a little bit about your heart attack. Excuse me just a minute. Let me turn this beeper down, and I'll go over this with you later on, just what the purpose of this is. And I think we can do away with this, and I'll just sit right here at the bedside and go over some of these aspects of what's happened and where you are at the present time, really just what we're going to do in the future. I was in the emergency room when you came in, and the type of pain that you described was quite typical of that we ascribe to having an acute heart attack. This pain that you experienced was quite severe, and we realized that. You've been admitted through the emergency room in the coronary care unit here now a few days and have settled down so that now we can have a better feel of how you're going to do. And I need only to mention again that you're doing quite well. You're going to recover from this heart attack, and you lead a very useful life in the future. Now that's what that beeper is that I turned down. It signifies each heartbeat, and by doing so, it will show up on a television-type screen and can be monitored. Now, this type monitor is one where the heart rate and rhythm can be observed, and any change can be detected immediately. That's why you're here in this unit. You won't be in this unit much longer, as I mentioned. Generally, we have patients in the coronary care unit for 3 to 5 days, or at least until we are sure that all of the vital signs have stabilized, and that is your breathing, your blood pressure, and that the kidneys are working fine, and that you can move about a little bit without the production or change in the cardiac rhythm or rate. Basically, we don't use very much medication. You will have the sedative as needed to allay any of the anxiety that might develop, and by all means, let me reassure you that there will be adequate medication for pain. This is probably one of the biggest areas that we do like to control is pain, so you will be sure and let the nurses know if you have any discomfort.
Now, write answers to the questions in Figure 5. Number 1. How did the heart attack patient come into the hospital? The answer is admitted. He was admitted through the emergency room. Number 2. How bad was the patient's heart attack? The answer is mild. It wasn't a mild heart attack. He had an acute or severe heart attack. Number 3. Where has the patient been for the past few days? You should have written unit. He's been in the coronary care unit of the hospital. Number 4. Did the doctor say that the patient was going to die? You should have written recover. No. He said that the patient would recover and lead a very useful life. Number 5. Why is the patient hooked up to the beeper? The answer is fluctuates. If the heart rate or rhythm fluctuates, the machine will detect it. Number 6. How long do heart attack patients usually stay in the special coronary care units of hospitals? This question has two answers, confined and stabilized. They are confined to these special units until their breathing, blood pressure, kidneys, and heart rates have stabilized. Number 7. What happens if the patient continues to feel chest pain? You should have written, assured. The doctor assured the patient that he could have pain medication if he needed it.
This is the end of tape 4D, book 24.